What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
248-539-9797. 10 texts. We did the 10 texts, and I love doing it for a topic like this because the topic is, what was the best part of last night's win, or the best thing that came out of last night's win over the Houston Astros, 10-0 down at Comerica Park? Because there is so much to love. We do the 10 text thing, and thank you everyone for signing your text. Gator, I mean, I have one that I just thought was amazing, and I'm looking down here and I'm not sure anybody said it, but here we go. Sean in Champaign, Illinois says, the return of Mr. Turtleneck. Alex Lang should be a huge addition to the pen down the stretch. He should be. You know, there was a bit of a calculated risk by the organization. They could have gone bigger at the trade deadline. They definitely tried to acquire some bullpen arms. You know what I was starting to think about today? Was a few of those bullpen arms that haven't exactly hit the ground running or torn it up since they got here, was a little bit of, hey, we just need some warm bodies to get us through to Alex Lang's return. And maybe that's the purpose that those arms served. Just something to think about. I mean, because they probably at the time were going, we might have to use Melton as a starter because Reese Olson is out and now might need a little bit more bullpen help. But yeah, Alex Lang has a chance to be a huge addition. Now, it's not like he was perfect, but you can see why they like him so much.
Yeah, I mean, there's absolute reason to. The guy throws mid to high 90s and then has this wipeout drop off the face of the earth knuckle curveball. The issue with him is making sure that he can find the ability to command the strike zone with those pitches. Because when you have that high-low velocity, when you're going from 97 dropping down to 88, and I think he had a changeup going at 91, but that knuckle curveball was just dropping off. That is a serious weapon to have when you're looking for guys to get – when you want guys to have the swing and miss stuff, right?
Yep.
Particularly when they come out of the bullpen. Because when they come out of the bullpen, generally speaking, you can be put into a rough situation.
Yep.
Hey, we got bases loaded. There's two outs. We need to get somebody out here. And then here comes a guy who can get you to swing and miss and limit the damage, and there you go. Now, it's he's not going to be 10 out of 10 when it comes to – his appearances the rest of the season. But he's a guy that is someone that can offer something for this bullpen and help to solidify it. And yeah, to your point, looking back at what they added, it wasn't eye-popping, mm-hmm. right? Kyle Finnegan's a really nice addition, and he's proven to be an excellent addition to this point. I'm still knocking on wood here. But he was very good at Washington. They didn't go out and get the guy that we all wanted. We wanted Bednar.
No, and Finnegan's been better than Bednar. It's okay. So, I mean, heck, I wanted Jake Bird, and Jake Bird got sent down by the Yankees after they traded for him. So maybe Scott Harris knew what he was doing. But it's funny because now I'm looking at a reshaped late in the season bullpen, and you start going, okay, they can rely on Vest. Other people have made him feel a little bit sketch about whether or not they can handle high leverage situations, but can Vest be joined by Finnegan? Maybe Alex Lang. It's a bit early, but maybe Alex Lang and Troy Melton to make up four arms that start to feel like, okay, Melton is this year's Brisky and maybe Lang is this year's Lang and Finnegan is this year's Holton. You know, that bullpen that was so reliable down the stretch. It's weird to have the best record in the American League and still trying to be figuring out roles in the bullpen. But that's the thing, is they might have the material to have a pretty good foursome that they can rely on. And, there are other guys that can be useful. But Holton, I hope, can get returned to form. And we certainly are rooting for Lang. There was reasons to be encouraged. And reason, you got to find the strike zone, of course, but.
Well, that's the thing. Is if he can command the strike zone, then that's a welcomed addition to the bullpen. If he can't, then it's okay. Find somebody else who can.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, he's going to have his opportunities. last night, you could tell even before Dan Petrie was mentioning it on the television broadcast how he just looks like he's way overhyped for this one. You could tell that he was. I mean, he was heart beating through his chest, and you could tell that it meant something for him. For a guy that hasn't pitched in the majors since last May, a year ago May. So it was nice to see him get the outs in the inning without giving up a run, preserving the shutout, because it does matter. You know, you don't want 10-0 looks so much better than 10-2. It's a mental thing. That's all I'm saying. It's a mental thing, and these guys, there's pride in that. Just as much as there's pride in Houston for wanting to score a run to spoil it, it's the little battles, but it's a good battle won by Alex Lang. The other arm that I'm waiting on to see is the player they got from Cleveland, Paul Sewald. Hopefully he's ready to start his rehab assignment, because there's good with Paul Sewald if he's able to pitch. If he's not, then so be it. Then it's not going to happen this year. But that's another arm that might help contribute out of the bullpen. And when you start thinking about, if you dare to dream and start thinking about the playoff roster, and you start putting together the pitching staff, you know, having a guy like that, if he's good enough, and this is a guy who's got a low whip throughout his career, 1.15 whip in his career. This is a guy who is he's done a real nice job with more strikeouts and innings pitched throughout his career as well. If he's able to contribute, now what that does, it takes the pressure off of even thinking about having a guy like maybe Chris Paddock doesn't make the roster, because you've got these guys in a bullpen that can be way more reliable.
So far, we've read one of the 10 texts. We really had a lot to say about the one.
Oh, that's why we had 10 texts.
10 texts, yeah. Oh. Number two comes from Miguel in Brownstown. The best thing to come out of last night's game, Jack Flaherty pitched his game even being that far ahead. Andrew in Woodhaven, Colt Keith being a future all-star. Greg in Dearborn, consider me a chick because I loved the long ball. There's plenty of them.
There you go.
From Brian at UPS, Sweeney finally pulled his head out of his butt. Boy, that Sweeney text we got yesterday did not age well, did it?
I know it did not.
The guy who chumped AJ Hinch for continuing to parade out Trey Sweeney and champed Trey Sweeney for being a softball player who's made it to the majors.
Well, it was a great game for Trey Sweeney.
It really was.
It's one. You know, his numbers on his season aren't very good, but he was certainly, I mean, that was eye-popping last night to have a triple and a home run.
What we said yesterday when we got that text is, look, AJ uses guys in situations, and he'll still use, as long as he's on the roster, guys are going to, like Trey Sweeney, are going to get used in situations where they have a better chance of being successful. Last night, he was very successful. Adam in Heartland says, the best thing out of last night's game was Flaherty's turnaround game. Eric in Brighton says, it's Jack Flaherty pitching 7 innings, period. No runs.
Three hits, 1 walk, and 9 strikeouts.
2 of the hits came in the first inning. He then hit a batter in the second inning, gave up a hit, I think, the fourth, wiped him out with a double play, and mixed in a whole bunch of 1-2-3 innings, struck out 9, 11 whiffs. I think it was 24. He had 19 whiffs, 19 swings and misses his previous start, which was a season high. This time he had 24 called strikes, which was a season high, and back-to-back starts. Flaherty's dialing it back in, people.
Yeah, he 90 pitches total, 60 of them were for strikes. That's a pretty good percentage.
Michael and Celine says, best thing was Flaherty getting through 5 innings without blowing up. Drew in Chesterfield says, Flaherty dominating, needed this good start for a playoff stretch. Hunter in California says, it was Troy Melton showing consistency in any situation. So there's a couple things here. One is, based upon the feedback, pretty clearly people love Jack Flaherty as the most important thing that came out of last night's game, or the best thing that came out of last night's game. Troy Melton showing consistency in any situation. Troy Melton has been a starter for 3 games. He's come out of the bullpen for 3 games. He has gone long relief. He has gone short relief. He has been an asset in most of those roles, at most times. His first start, he wasn't very good. In fact, I don't think. Do you have his stats in front of you by chance?
Whose stats?
Troy Melton.
Yes.
I can. What's his ERA right now?
His ERA right now is 2.7 on the season.
It's 2.7. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's pretty good. He's brought it down after that dreadful first start.
Yeah. You get, so he gave up 6 earned runs in the first start in 5 innings.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Since then, he has pitched 18 and a third innings, and he's given up one run. Is that good?
Yeah. Yep. 248-539-9797. So there's a couple things here. Did anybody mention your favorite thing or the best thing that came out of last night's game, in your opinion?
No.
Okay. Nobody mentioned mine either. I wonder if we had the same one.
Probably not.
We'll get to that today at 1031, plus your phone calls. And I do want to hear if you at one point... texted, called, told your friends the Tigers are done. It's a hard thing to do if you don't feel that way anymore and say, hey, look, I might have overreacted, but I'd love to hear from you. And if you still have major concerns about this team, what are they? 248-539-9797. We'll get some of your phone calls coming up. We'll tell you what my favorite thing that came out of last night's game, I just thought it was awesome. Gators got one too. Maybe they're the same thing, but nobody mentioned them yet. Thank you for all your 10 texts, and thank you for signing your text. It is Carson Anderson. We'll get to that next here on 97.1 The Ticket.
I know you see them. The red, white, and blue trucks are everywhere. Do you know if your furnace or your boiler are ready to fight against the crisp fall air? Well, the team at Birmingham Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling are going to help you stay warm this fall with the most up-to-date and efficient equipment on the market. But don't just take my word for it. You can check out their A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. Or how about some of the 5-star reviews they have on Google? So whether it's your furnace or your water heater or boiler or water filtration, heck, even if your air conditioning is not working right while we have the last couple of weeks of summer going on, give them a call. Schedule an appointment online at BirminghamPlumbingCO.com. Birmingham Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, your Metro Detroit boiler experts.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.